T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yankee Report with Sweeney, brought to you by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks. Online at mynycb.com, by your locally owned and operated Papa John's, the official pizza of the New York Yankees, by Adorama, the official electronic retailer of the Yankees Radio Network, by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need, and by Carrier, turn to the experts. Sweeney, how are you?
Hi, Sweeney.
Wonderful, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing great. We were just so ecstatic over the Met weekend, so we're so very happy in spite of the win, very hollow win that they got last night. Tanaka, I mean, is he – so Cashman's saying he's going to be gone a month now, Sween?
I mean, you got to think with a couple of hamstrings. You sit him for a little while, let him heal, and you got to build him back up again. So, I mean, the first question I asked was, do you think he'll be back before the All-Star break? That's 5 weeks away. Everybody seems to be optimistic about that, but I mean, that's not saying he's back in, you know, 2 weeks either. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that if you put a timetable like that on.
What is the plan on how to replace him? You have AJ Cole here, you have that kid in the minor leagues, and help me with the pronunciation, Loisiga, I think it is.
Loisiga.
Loisiga. Is he the guy? Who is it?
I think he's the guy. He's on the 40. He's pitched very well, and, you know, you're in a situation here where, you know, you're going with internal options first. So I think that that's going to be the way they lean at this point. And if it's not, you know, you go with other internal options here. So it's not ideal here. You know, the good thing for the Yankees is hopefully this isn't a long-term thing. If you think it's, you know, it seems to be minor enough that he misses a few starts. And even Larry Rothschild said, you know, maybe, you know, you always look for ways during the course of the season to get him extra rest here and there, extra day, and keep him fresh for later in the year. And this is a way to at least accomplish that, even if it's not the way you want it to.
Sweeney, Severino, I mean, I give up the home run, obviously, to Frazier, but only 5 innings last night. I was surprised that, you know, that Boone took him out after just 5.
Worked hard for a couple of innings, the first inning and the fifth inning. And, you know, under these dumb National League rules, you got to do something.
Oh, so, here we go.
Yeah. Come on, Evan. You knew we weren't going to.
Oh, I thought of you.
Right?
Trust me. As soon as I saw Tanaka limp, I thought of your face.
Oh, man. And listen, and I'm not even going to do the let's argue to a blue in the face thing, because we're not going to change each other's minds about it. But I just don't see why it's necessary anymore to make the American League pitchers do it in the National League parks. National League doesn't want that to DH fine. Don't make the American League pitchers have to do something they don't do on any regular basis. You know, to me, it's like, it'd be like saying, okay, there's different rules in the AFC and the NFC, and when the Giants play in an AFC stadium, Eli Manning also has to return punts, just because that's what we do in this league. And it doesn't matter, you know, the wrist injury or any otherwise, that he hasn't done it since he was in high school. It's just something that I don't see the attraction,
Sweeney,
to making these guys do it.
I will give you this, because I am a fair guy. I like my pitcher hitting, but I understand where you're coming from. I respect it. And tell me if you, as an American League guy, because now I think you are because of the DH, your opinion on this makes you an American League guy, period, no matter what.
Sure.
All interleague games feature the DH. That's number one. Okay? I give that to you. And here's what I'll do for the World Series. All right? Very simple. The team with the better record not only has home field advantage, they get their rules. In the World Series, I'm not giving you the DH for all 7 games, potentially. There needs to be some concession with a championship on the line. And I don't think in the World Series you're scared of injuries, because that's it. But I'll give it to you during the regular season. Just use the DH then. That's fine. World Series, either we continue to do what we do, or my idea, team with the better record not only gets home field advantage, they get their rules. Would you accept that, Sween?
I will accept your terms.
Thank you. Done. We just made a deal.
Pretty
life
easy.
Is great.
We just solved the, you know, I don't know what we're going to argue about for the next 10 years, but yeah, this is good.
Well, all I ask, see, I never insist you take my rules. All I say is get off my lawn with your rules. You know what I'm saying? So I'll
give
it
to you.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's where I'm going now. And I'm not even looking at the, you know, my timeline was flooded with Chin Ming Wong. First thing everybody says,
right.
I'm not even going there anymore. That was a freak injury that we never saw before and we haven't seen in the 10 years since. I can't hold up that one injury as the reason to do something here. But I think we've seen pitchers look awkward enough. It's not entertaining enough. And pitchers get injured in different circumstances, whether it was you saw DeGrom with the finger or, you know, A.J. Burnett broke his orbital bone trying to bunt in spring training a couple of years ago. These are the things we're trying to avoid.
Hmm. Sweeney, there's a lot of venom from Yankee fans about Sanchez. And it's not because he's not hitting right now, but it's because of the fact that he continues to struggle behind the plate. Well, what's your overall thoughts about what's going on with Sanchez right now?
Well, I think it's because he isn't hitting right now. I mean, you wouldn't care if he's hitting 330.
But even when he was hitting, we hear the complaints about what he does behind the plate.
I get it, but they're not as loud, and you know there are not a lot of things to complain about on a team that has the best record. You're still buying yourself time for this to correct itself offensively. I get why you want him to be better defensively, and you should. And he wants to be better, and the Yankees want him to be better. The argument I don't like is this idea that he is never going to get better, and you have to do something to get him out from behind the plate. That's where I think you're, you know, as a fan, you're just throwing your hands up in the air and saying, get this guy out of here. That's where you lose me.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. The concerning thing I have about him is that it feels like he's gone backwards. It feels that way. I mean, throwing out base runners, and it's not all on him. The Todd Frazier stolen base last night is not on Gary. I get that. That's clearly on the pitcher. But his ability or his percentage of throwing guys out is way down. And it feels like not just pass balls, but you look at Saturday night. How many strikes did he lose because he couldn't hold on to the baseball? There was one in the ninth inning with Aroldis Chapman, and there were a few earlier in the game. It just, and maybe it is the slump clouding my vision, but it just feels like defensively he's gotten worse, not better.
I don't know that he's gotten worse. I mean, obviously he hasn't gotten better. I do think the offensive struggles, whether it's our view and even his, probably have something to do with this. I mean, you know, you got to remember, this is a guy who's been in the big leagues for less than 2 years. So the idea of going through a prolonged slump, not, you know, a 30 at bat slump, I think, you know, this is something that's playing into this too in his own mind. You know, I think he fully expected to break out of this by now. You know, the Yankees are saying all the right things about putting in the work and not being too worried about it. But the longer this goes on, the longer you're just waiting for it to happen. You know, defensively, it doesn't change overnight. That's the thing. And every time it happens, you're going to say, see, he still stinks. Well, okay, you're entitled to say that. But I don't think the idea of him improving is going to be snap your fingers and all of a sudden he is Pudge Rodriguez. I think the idea is that you're still working to get him better.
Hmm. Sonny Gray, last couple starts, he's really been good. Do you think he's turned the corner here, Sween, or you still got concerns there?
I think the Nationals would be a pretty good test for him. This will be, I think, the best team he's faced during his recent run, in which he's pitched really well. I think it builds the confidence that this is here. You know, he was very confident coming out of spring, and it didn't start out very well for him. I think it kind of snowballed on him the first month, and now he's finally, you know, digging himself out and getting the confidence that he can work this way. Obviously, the Romine connection has helped him a little bit, and I mean we've seen him struggle a little, you know, once or twice with him too. So it's not all on that. It's you know, a lot of it's on him, but I think he has turned a corner as far as the confidence level he has and his ability. I mean, he was throwing, you know, he's throwing 95 and 96 mile an hour fastballs last time out. And I don't remember consistently seeing him do that. I remember seeing him struggle with his rhythm and everything and the breaking pitches. I mean, I thought last time out he was really good. Last couple of times out, he's shown you what the potential is there, and you're just trying to build on that from here on out.
Talking to Sweeney about the Yankees, they win the Subway Series, they lose the finale, but they win 2 out of 3. One of the guys who's been so impressive lately is Dellin Betances. I mean, he is really starting to look like the, what is he, a three-time All-Star, four-time? I mean, guy's been on All-Star game, but four-time All-Star. We forget that. I thought the way he looked on Saturday night, because we've been joking, hey, this guy pitched well, this guy pitched well, it's against the Mets. I thought Betances was so locked in Saturday, it wouldn't have mattered who he was facing. He was going to strike out the side. He looks so good lately.
He's been like that a lot. And I think, you know, to your point, I think the issues that he had late last season and some early this season will probably keep him, I'm guessing, from getting voted in by players to the All-Star game for a fifth straight time. But he is pitching as well now over the last, you can't. One spotty outing here and there is going to happen, but over the course of the last month and a half or so, I don't even know the number of outings, he's pitched as well as he ever has. And obviously good news for the Yankees and the depth of their bullpen. It speaks to what the Yankees were talking about when they felt he wasn't that far off. And it's really just getting back to throwing strikes. And for people who look at him when he struggles just a little bit and says, oh, he's finished, get him out of here. You know, the overreactions to whether it's Sanchez or Betances or Gardner that drive you nuts during the course of a long season, when you know the talent has been there, when you know it's been proven, and he has built up a little something for you in your uniform. You know, it's not like a guy you acquire from in a trade. You know, Stanton is a great example here, who you're getting more frustrated with because you haven't seen him do it in your uniform. When you've watched this happen and you struggle for a little bit and everyone's telling you, okay, he can get it back, you got to let it try and play out a little bit before you decide to pull the plug. And, I mean, thankfully the Yankees didn't do anything with Betances, because right now he is as good as he's been. You're right.
How about Stanton? Now, I fully expected at least five home runs from Stanton at Citi Field, because I mean, he's hit more home runs at Citi Field than any Met, I think, of all time, and it just seems that way. He did get one. It wasn't very Stanton-esque, but he did hit one home run. But how about where Stanton is right now, Sween? Well, what about, I mean, because let's be honest, I mean, he's been a little bit of a disappointment to this point. Not that it's hurt the Yankees, they're 42-19, but I mean, how about Stanton?
Yeah, I mean, 15 homers, 30-something RBIs. Those numbers look all right. The average is way down, strikeouts are way up. But, overall, you're right. You know, he has, I think, almost as many infield singles as he does home runs, which isn't the way you want to draw that up.
Right.
But I think you have to go back to last year and remember what he did in July and August. Okay? That's what got him to 59 home runs. He had 30 homers in the space of about 47 games or something like that.
Right,
18
right.
home runs in August. That's the type of streak. And not even that kind of streak. That might not happen again in your career. But I think you're expecting to see him hit, 9 or 10 home runs in a month. And when he hit homers in back-to-back games, this past week, I think you thought, okay, maybe this is happening. Maybe he's going to start to get on this run. And that hasn't really turned out yet. You're still, if he's healthy, you're still looking at the ability to do that. Hasn't happened for a number of reasons. Again, all these things are, at this point, you still consider them minor problems, because if Sanchez was hitting and Stanton was hitting and Gray was rolling, somebody else would be slumping and doing so. You wouldn't be 60-10 because all these other guys are doing what they're doing. Baseball doesn't work that way. So I think you look at overall what your record is and who's performing well, and wait for the other guys. You have the ability to have the patience to wait for the other guys to get back up to the level you expect them to be at.
Talking to Sweeney about the Yankees, and what helped this weekend is that the Boston Red Sox looked a little human. I mean, they're at home against the lousy Chicago White Sox, and they're losing games to them, which is about time. I mean, the Yankees and the Red Sox have been playing at a pace that even the Yankees, you got to figure they're not going to be able to keep this pace. They're not going to win 110 games apiece. And now all of a sudden you wake up and you look at the standings and the Yankees have a 3-game lead in the loss column. It's about time they actually can be atop the standings.
Yeah, it was funny, look at the scores every night. Now every time, the Yankees are winning all these games in a row, and they're, they made up the ground fairly quickly between, 7.5 out. And then, but then once they all both got fairly close to even, there was no ground to make up. I mean, everybody kept winning every night. So, yeah, I think it's going to be fun. These two teams play each other again at the end of the month. What's this, the 11th? So you got about 2.5 weeks before the Red Sox come to town. a bunch more, you know, in the second half of the season. These are going to be fun. Listen, the Yankees have shown an extended period of time now how good they are. They started out 9-9, but they've won series, I think all but two series since then, and they've beaten a lot of good pitchers, not just, you know, getting to DeGrom the other night. You know, they won two series against the Astros. They're actually a little bit fortunate here, and I'm a little disappointed I don't get to see Max Scherzer and see what you can do against him or what he could do against them. Just the way the schedule falls now, they're not going to see him in this series or the makeups next Monday. So, you know, but I don't think any of them scare them. You know, the Yankees have this ability, and Friday night was a really good example. No matter how much you're being shut down, they don't feel like they're that far away from getting one or two guys on base. Even last night, they got the guys on base. I understand it was gift wrapped to them by Jose Reyes, but they got the guys on base and put themselves in a position with two pretty good hitters up to bring home some runs. It didn't happen. It's not going to happen all the time. But they believe, and rightfully so, from what you've seen over the course of the last 2.5 months, that this offense can get back into a game no matter what it looks like early on.
That's for darn sure. No doubt. No doubt about that.
Sweeney, enjoy the off day, my friend. We appreciate it,
Sweeney.
See you guys.
All right, man.
Sweeney on the Yankees, the first place Yankees. We'll come back, take your calls, plus another crack at winning Yankee tickets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.